Hello and welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selina Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pavitt. And this is our Get Ready for Love series, where we offer practical tips and guidance on how to navigate the modern dating world and find the right partner for you.
Oh, I needed this question answered when I was dating. So how can I manage the minefield that is texting while you're dating? So many precious hours of my life were spent wondering whether I should text, what I should text. Is it too much? Is it too soon? Why hasn't he texted me? What does it mean? It was just like, it's so difficult, the addition of texting now in the dating game. What's your advice, Vicky? How do we navigate it? Like, are there any rules we can follow?
I know. Well, there was that popular book in the 90s, The Rules of Online Dating. And in this book came out all these rules about texting etiquette and when you should reply back. And one of them, just remembering when I read this years ago, one of them was never reply on the weekend because it shows that you have no life. I think the author literally said this. Never reply on the weekends, but you want to show that you've got lots of exciting plans and that you're not sitting by your phone or back then by your computer to reply to messages. And there was all these rules to follow, and it just creates such a sense of overwhelm in people.
And anxiety. Oh my God, the anxiety.
Oh, don't follow any of those rules. I think many people perceive this lack of texting, particularly between dates, as a sign that someone isn't interested.
Yeah.
And I hear this a lot in my client sessions. They may have had a really amazing date and then a few days have gone by and then maybe they've got another date in the diary, but they don't hear from them in between. And my advice is always that some people aren't very good at texting in between dates. And I always bring back the example that you shared with me when you were dating Fonz, that some people just don't enjoy that. They actually want to wait till you see them in person to carry on the conversation.
Yeah. So it was so interesting. I had been speaking to a woman who had said to me a while before I met Fonz, that had said to me, you know, the texting thing these days, when someone's really into texting, it's often a sign of avoidance. And I was like, oh, because I'd always thought, well, if they're really into you, they're going to want to text you all the time. And she was like, be wary of the people who are texting all the time and actually show more intimacy in their texts than they do in person, which did make a lot of sense. So when I met Fonz, I was reminded of this, and he's not a texter, but he was really, like, really keen to see me whenever we went on a date. He's like, right, when can I see you this week? Okay, meet me at this place at this time. That was it. And really very little text communication in between, partly because I knew how it was, like, we were so into each other. But I think partly because of what she said to me, which was, it's a good sign if they're not texting. I was just like, this is great. I remember saying to you, I was like, and we're not even texting much between dates. And like, as a positive, whereas before I would have definitely seen that as like, well, why is he so keen on the date? And then in between, he's not texting, or like he's not, or if, so I wasn't texting either, which was like totally new territory to me because I like constant contact. I think he probably would have taken his time to text back, and that would have instantly made me concerned. Or he might have been like, oh Jesus, she texts a lot. So yeah, it was so refreshing seeing the lack of texting as a good thing, as a good sign.
Yeah. I think particularly if you have a date in the diary, the lack of texting is a good thing. Yes. If you don't have any date in the diary and then there's lack of texting after the date, then
you've got no anchor. Then you're just in completely the unknown.
Yeah. And I was reading an article last night, and there's actually a name for this, the texting without any intention of meeting up. And it's called tethering. So I was reading an article on this last night. I'm going to read it out. Tethering is a new phenomenon that exists on the internet, which is meant to explain people who text frequently but never initiate dates or plans with a new person. Constant texting can lead to false hope that a relationship might ensue. If someone's texting you frequently but never setting up a plan, this can be an indicator that the person is emotionally unavailable and might be worth steering clear of.
Yeah.
So this is an article in Bustle, and And yeah, it really sums up what you're just saying. That yeah. really shows that somebody is unavailable if they're wanting to be that pen pal, but they don't have any intention of actually meeting up in real life.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, it's just, that's one of the signs to spot someone who is unavailable.
Mm.
And I think also when you have a lot of texting in between dates and you know that there is another date planned, you can create this fantasy bond
yes.
of who this person is.
Oh my God, I did
and
that.
Then by the time you meet them again, you've built up this picture of who they mm-hmm. are, and that might be very different to who they actually are in real life. So I think it can be a recipe for disappointment as well if you're having constant texting in between dates. And so I think keep a bit of mystery, wait yeah. for the date in person to pick up that conversation again.
Yeah.
And
I
then
think
you know
so.
It's real intimacy.
Yeah, definitely. And then that kind of simplifies things, because if you've got a date set up, they're not texting much. That's actually a good sign.
Yeah.
This is good. This is good news, potentially, hopefully. And if you haven't set up another date and you've, okay, say, here's a scenario. You've gone on a date. It was really good. Like, let's definitely do this again. Probably in that moment, maybe try and fix a date mm-hmm. would be the ideal scenario. And then you've got that certainty.
Yeah.
You can go off and, you know, do your own thing and then see each other when you see each other. But if you haven't done that, then I would always end up then starting to feel anxious. And all I can think about is, why aren't they texting me? Should I text them?
Mm-hmm.
So say I text them and I instigate it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then if there's a few days and there's no response, then yeah, maybe. They're not that into me.
If you really want to see someone again and you want to instigate it, then always suggest, if you suggest going out again, suggest a date, time and location for mm-hmm. going out. So then it's a simple, yeah, cool, great. And then you're booked in. So rather than saying, oh, would love to go out for a drink again, ? And then they say, yeah, cool. And then you're like, when? And
yes.
they need to reply again. So you could be quite playful in your messaging and say, oh, I'd love to go out for a drink again. How about next Friday, 7 o'clock at blah blah blah, wherever the bar is? And and then it's like an invitation to join you.
Yeah. And if it's a no because they can't do it, then they should respond with, no, I can't do that, but how about Saturday?
Yeah.
And if they're not, then yeah.
And if they're flaky or they don't respond, then that's already very telling.
Okay. So, all right, standing in the feet of Selena of like 5 years ago in that situation. Okay, so I've sent the text. How about this Friday, this place, this time? Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, I'm not sure. It's probably going to be quite a busy week. And they don't give any alternative.
Mm.
And it starts to feel a bit like, oh, okay, well, do you say something by text? You like, well, look. Because then I'd be stuck going, well, what am I supposed to do? Now start convinced giving them some other options? Or do I just go, well, you're obviously not that interested? Because then I will want to go into passive aggressive. Well, obviously not that interested then. Fine. What do I do? If they are being flaky, do I just meet them with silence and never speak to them again?
So what, you would have said, how about Friday, 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
At this particular place. And then they said, they're really busy, they
do
can't,
you know what?
But
I'm
didn't
not sure
suggest.
I can. I think I'm going to be pretty busy on Friday. Having seemed really keen to see me again
yeah.
in the last date. Then
I think that's a no then. If they haven't then suggested another date, time, place for you to go out and they've just said, I'm really busy, that's an excuse.
Okay, so then do I follow up with like, okay,
no.
Fine, well, have a happy life. which is what I would want
Fuck
to do. Bring on the fire and burn them to the ground. Do I just graciously turn my back and walk away with silence and go, okay, draw a line under that person? Is that what I should do?
I think you can, I think yes, do that, but you don't always need to tell them you're doing that.
Oh no, well, exactly. So
yeah.
Say nothing.
Yeah.
Just for me, draw a
so
line and walk
because
away.
Because you've already put yourself out there and suggested a date. They've said I'm too busy. I mean, if you were to take this online conversation and put it into the real world, if we were having a chat now, if we were on a date now and I was like, oh, I'd love to go out again. And you were like, yeah, me too. And I'm like, how about next Friday? And then if you just said, oh, I'm really busy. I mean, you wouldn't.
I mean, like, all right.
You wouldn't
fine.
Then. You would just kind of accept that they're
like,
not maybe
right,
wanting
what a
to.
Dick.
They don't want to meet up again.
Yeah, okay.
And so I think it's very telling when someone then doesn't offer an alternative, and it's kind of a rejection, really.
Yes, it is,
and it feels so, it's so painful, yeah. Especially if you've
bonded, you had a good night out, maybe you had a little kiss at the end, and then they're just being a dick.
And it takes real courage to suggest the next date.
Would it help? Would it be helpful for me? Because now I'm stuck with feeling rejected, upset, and pissed off at them. Should I? So if I'm going to walk away graciously, and not say anything, but draw a line. Would it help me to maybe write a letter to them? This is what I used to do. I'd write letters that I wouldn't send, but to express how I felt.
Mm.
I would spend many hours on the tube writing in notes, writing long letters to them about how they made me feel, how upset I was. It would help.
Yeah, if journaling, if that kind of process works for you, yeah, definitely writing or speaking to a friend about it. Or you could even write a gratitude list every time you're rejected and it's really painful. When you can get to the place of gratitude, thank them for setting you free to find someone who is available and who wants the same things as you.
So allow myself to be upset because that is painful and it is disappointing. So, you know, your feelings are valid. And then if it helps, talk it through with a friend or write a letter, imaginary letter to them.
Mm. And or then, journal about
and, it. Or journal about it, gratitudes. Mm. And then open up and walk back out into the world.
Mm. You might need to take a break.
It's depending how deep that bond felt.
Yeah, exactly. So a key lesson in our Get Ready for Love course is that rejection is redirection. So every time you're rejected, you're actually being redirected to something better. And it can be really helpful to even just repeat that mantra. Mm. Rejection is redirection.
Yeah, well, it does. It completely, once you go through that lesson and you've done the exercise in that, it really reframes rejection as a totally different thing that's happening here. Because it's, oh, okay. It's not about saying there's something unlovable about you. So this person isn't ready or they're not right for me. And now they've basically said, you're not right for me or I'm not ready or available. So please, if you'd like to move on in your quest to finding someone who is, by all means do. And the thing I would add now actually is something that was really important for me was recognizing that, communicate in the way you wish to be communicated to in the dating journey. And I went on a date with a guy. We had a really good time, but I was like, he's not for me. Like, I'd love to hang out with him again as a friend, but it just wasn't the right chemistry for me. But we had a great time. And the next day he texted, he said, I had a really good time. You know, I'd love to do that again. And I said, do you know what? I had such a great time too. It was so good to laugh so much. But I'm going to be totally honest with you. I didn't feel anything more than friendship vibes. And I just, you know, I want to be honest with you. And he responded, he's like, wow, thank you. He said, it is so refreshing to have someone be so honest. And off we went on our way. And we're both now really happily in relationships. And so it was such, so wonderful to have been able to give someone not a rejection, but like you could call it in a rejection in a way, but it was saying to someone, do you know what? You're not the right person for me. I'm not the right person for you. I don't feel. Mm. So onwards with your quest to find someone that is the right person for you. And I'll go on to find the right person for me, but in such a space of love and acknowledgement. And I was just like, yeah. And so the more I was giving, starting to give that out, the more I was receiving it back as well.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, I feel so relieved. My Selena of the past that was dating is just, that was a very useful. It's a very useful one for me. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Get Ready for Love series on the Project Love podcast.
We really hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you're feeling stuck in your love life and finding dating to be frustrating and exhausting, then come and join Get Ready for Love, our 30-lesson online course to transform your love life.
As well as having us, Selena and Vicky, as your co-pilots on your 30-lesson journey, bringing you a lesson every day and videos and audio tutorials bursting with energy and love, you'll also be welcomed into our private Facebook group, The Love Zone, where you can hang out with like-minded women and ask for help and guidance whenever you need it.
It really is gorgeous in there. So if you'd like to sign up to the Get Ready for Love course, or you'd like to find out more about love coaching with Vicky, then head on over to loveprojectlove.com.